Now, joining us in the studio is a guest that we had about 2 or 3 years ago, a very wonderful young man who has faced a lot of adversity in his life as well. We have Neil Matheson here, author of Daddy Bent Legs. Hi, Neil. Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you.
Neil, a lot has gone on since we last talked to you.
Yeah.
You've been through some really hard times over the last year or so, and I was just wondering if you could just give a little background about yourself and before we delve into what you're dealing with or what you just dealt with.
Yeah. Basically, my wife, who also had a disability, she was in a motorized wheelchair, and she had a disability called arthrogryposis from birth, which what that is caused by is not enough amniotic fluid in the mother's womb, and so your joints fuse, and so she was very high needs disability that she needed care 24/7, and to me it was just amazing that she was able to handle her disability with such grace and dignity, really, because she was at the whim of her care aides, right? And she's just an amazing woman. I was privileged to be married to her for 10 years, but she passed away a couple of years ago. It was August 17 of 2013 is when she passed away, and it was lupus, actually, and it got misdiagnosed, and that's because the disability kind of confused doctors, because they didn't look below the surface of the disability, because it's just one of those things, like the disability adds a layer of confusion to a lot of doctors, and so it was just misdiagnosed. For she was battling it for 4 years, and they knew it was some kind of autoimmune thing, and she was taking heavy doses of prednisone and stuff like that, so she was battling hard with it. But she basically was diagnosed with it about a year after my son was born. That's when it was diagnosed, and then she just battled it for 4 years, and she passed away about 2 weeks or so before my son's 5th birthday. Oh. And he's 7 now, so, you know.
Wow. Now you're faced with being a single dad.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife was a teacher.
She was, yeah.
So, but she was also on disability benefits.
Right, yeah.
So you were looking at a huge loss in income.
Exactly,
with
yeah.
Not only the loss of her, but uh-huh. Then you're a single dad now.
Yeah.
So what happened after that?
Well, what I found out was, when my wife passed away, I tried to let the social assistance ministry know that she had passed away, and it was hard. Like, I mean, so many things are going on, right? That you don't feel like you have time to actually go into the office. So I was just kind of writing letters and trying to talk to people on the phone and stuff like that. But I was keeping them well appraised of everything and what was going on, and I guess to keep the thing short is what I discovered is my wife, she was a teacher for 17 years, and of course, being a part of a union, the teachers union, one of the perks of becoming a teacher, which she worked hard, like you have to spend 5 years of university first of all to be trained as a teacher, and then she spent 17 years being a teacher, and she paid into her Canada pension plan for 17 years, and then when she passed away, I discovered that the provincial ministry deemed the Canada pension plan money, that her death benefit, which amounted to $700 a month, just under, like a couple dollars under, so it was $700 a month of her death benefit, was deemed unearned income. So because it was unearned income, they could subtract it dollar for dollar from my PWD social assistance money. And it was just like, I couldn't believe it. I was like how perverse is that? Like they subtracted my money dollar for dollar from that. It just didn't make sense to me. Like, here I am with a greater need. Like, not only do I have a disability, I have a son at home to provide for, and like I'm a single dad now and a widower, like such a high need, and somehow it's perverted that they can take the money away dollar for dollar. And it's like, why does that make sense? You know, like if anybody else's spouse dies, you know, the CPP is an honored thing. Like, you know, if you pay into it, you get it. I mean, that's, you know, and like I said, it's not like she worked 17 years for it. So, and she paid into it. So why does my wife not deserve the same right or privilege? I mean, CPP is a privilege, no doubt about it. It's a privilege, right? But why does not she deserve the same privilege as everyone else? It shouldn't make a difference that I'm on PWD and somehow her CPP is null and void just because I'm on PWD.
It's very insulting.
It is.
It's yeah. Almost because, so she had a disability and you have a disability, so you're not entitled to it. And that's completely backwards. If anything, you should be the people up at the top of the list that should be getting provided with.
Yeah, them. And that's the thing. And before we go too much further, I mean, the BC Liberals government has taken steps. They in September of this year, they've taken steps to allow single parents, like for example, divorced single mothers, they now allow court settlements for child support to be exempt income now, and they have let me keep $240 now of my money because that's considered the orphan's benefit portion of it. So they're letting me keep like basically Jake's entitlement of the $700, but I'm basically, which, and that's all good. I want to make clear that I'm happy that the government's done this. Like, I'm not here to slag the government at all, because they've done a lot of really positive things. You know, the fact that they provide now, $800 of exempt income if you work, you're allowed an $800 income exemption. So all that is really positive things. So I'm not here to like just be negative. What I am saying is, you know, my main point is, you know, and this is what I've said in emails over and over for the last year and a half, 2 years, at different MLAs, mostly the Liberal MLAs, is, can you please tell me what is the form and function of a death benefit? Like, what does it serve? And if you back up a little bit, what is the form and function, or what is the purpose and function of a PWD, social assistance? Really, if you think about it, PWD, for people on disability, the function of it, the purpose of it, is to provide assistance for my disability, okay? That's its sole purpose, is to provide assistance for my disability. That's its only purpose, okay? And my wife dying has no bearing on my disability. Those are separate things, right? Mm-hmm. Totally separate things. But for some reason, the government, and like I said, now they're letting me keep $240 of my $700.
Right.
But
so let's just back up a bit. So you fought this then?
Mm-hmm.
You fought them, and
yeah.
What was the first step you took? Who did you contact in order to get to the bottom of
was happening? Well, when I first started, Don McRae was the minister responsible for the social services ministry, social and innovation minister, and then he stepped down, and then Michelle Stilwell has taken over.
Okay.
And you know, but I just found him very frustrating. And again, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus at all, but,
right.
but he was very frustrating to deal with. It was like talking to a brick wall, and it was very dismissive. Like, you know, I kept thinking to myself, like, if I was named Rick Hansen, you know, people would be all over and like, you know, but because I'm a no name, it's just like, I just felt very dismissed. I felt very unheard, and I felt very disrespected, honestly.
So who was it then that helped you to end up getting it changed?
Yeah, this is where I really, really, really have to give tremendous kudos to Sam Sullivan. It's going to sound like I'm a bit biased, because I am working for his, there's the Sam Sullivan Disability
That's
Foundation.
Right.
And I've worked with them for 3.5-4 years now, so it's going to sound like I'm towing the party line a little bit. I'm a little bit biased, but I've never had talked to him prior to this, but I actually just had a chance meeting with him back in May. Disability Expo, or actually it was called Ability Expo Day, back in May, and I just happened to corner him and mentioned to him, like, what was going on, like, you know, that I was trying to get a sympathetic ear of the government, and it was just, like, I literally spent, it was 20 emails, and it was the only response that I got from Don McRae, and again, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but the only response I got from him was, you know, thanks for your letter, you know, if you want to get the exemption, you basically have to work to get the exemption, and you know,
you have to. What? I'm sorry. So you have to work so you can get benefits, your wife's death benefits that
yeah.
she paid into for 17 years.
Yeah,
what does
because,
that mean?
Well, because the exemption only works for employment income. So if I work for say 20 hours. At say Tim Hortons, let's say Tim Hortons, and we'll hope that they bring some donuts to us by mentioning their name. But so say I work for Tim Hortons for 20 hours, and then that's how I earn my $800 exemption, right?
Okay.
Over and above what my PWD social assistance check is, I'm allowed to earn that $800 without penalty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's considered earned income. Now, for some reason, and this has been for 20, 25 years now, CPP benefits, the death benefit, is considered not earned income. Even though my wife paid into it for 17 years, it's a privilege. It's a privilege for everybody. But if it's a privilege, you know, everybody should get it. It shouldn't be a discriminatory thing.
No. I think Patty here has a question
yeah,
for you.
Neil, I was a teacher, and mind you, I taught in the private schools, and we were not able to get a teacher's pension plan.
Mm-hmm.
But your wife, I assume, worked in the public school system?
She did, yes.
Okay, so she must have been paying into teacher's pension plan. Did you find out anything about that? Because I think, don't correct me, I mean, the spouse should get something.
Well, and I do. I mean, I do get the money.
From teacher's pension plan, though?
Yes.
Okay.
I am getting the money, but my point is because I get the money, the BC government turns around and subtracts that money dollar for dollar from my PWD social assistance check.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Canadian pension plan first. Now this is teacher's pension plan. They're two different things that teachers pay into, right?
Yes, but...
Yeah.
but basically, what they gave me was, you know, I term it a death benefit. Like, but maybe you will term it something. But I basically term the whole thing a death benefit.
Sure. Yeah.
And so $200 of that death benefit of $700 was from the school board, the Langley School Board, and $500 of it just was straight CPP. So it's $700 total, and as I said, now the government has given some of that back because they've honored the orphans portion of it. So they only see it because of my son, but it, they don't see it as the you know, my wife's death as any kind of inconvenience for me. In fact, the way it comes across is it's almost like it's almost seen as a bonus, like, oh good, your wife died. And I don't mean to sound sarcastic, but it's like, oh good, your wife died. That means we don't have to pay you as much money anymore.
Yeah. And what happened to her money? That's her money that's put away, which is your money. You're the spouse. So what happened to that $500 a month then that you should be getting?
Well, I do get it, but they just subtract it from
exactly.
The other. They subtract it from the other PWD social mm-hmm. assistance. So at the end of the day, then. Ilana's death benefit, or the death benefit that I've inherited as her spouse, is not allowed to function as a proper death benefit. That's my whole point. It's like, you know, everybody else that's not on PWD, if your spouse dies, a death benefit is functioning as a death benefit, but because I'm on social assistance, and my wife dies, my wife doesn't have the same value. That's my whole point, is my wife is not given the same value and respect as somebody that's able-bodied, that's not on PWD social assistance. And I just think that's wrong. It's very discriminatory.
Yes.
And, you know, and this is what I've been saying for 20 emails, starting with Don McRae and then with Michelle Stilwell and the whole gang over there. And nobody was willing to answer my question, like, what is the purpose and function of a PWD, what's the purpose and function of PWD social assistance, which in my mind, it's to support my disability, and that's it. That's its sole function, and the sole function of a death benefit is to support somebody that's whose wife has died or spouse has died,
mm-hmm.
and the two should not connect.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got the shaft to me.
They should be a separate thing.
So they're
and
still
right
clawing
n-
back
right
some
now
money.
Yeah, they're clawing back about $450. And, like, I don't want to sound ungrateful or that I'm not, you know, like I'm asking for charity or whatever. What I'm fighting for is I'm fighting for fairness. You know, I'm the whole reason why I'm advocating this is it's a thing of fairness. It's a thing of discrimination. I know there's people out there, there's a small percentage of people out there that want to abuse the system and want to find loopholes and want to exploit things. And that's not what I'm about. I'm not about trying to cheat the system. All I'm asking for is a fair system, one that works fairly for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's not like you're leeching off the system.
No.
You are a hardworking guy.
Yeah.
You've worked even in government yourself, have you
exactly.
not?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, like, both my wife and I, we're actually model citizens, if you want to talk about it that way. I mean, I've worked hard for 20 years. My wife worked hard, like, for 17 years as a teacher and, like, maybe a few years with other stuff, too. So at least 20 years herself as well. And so, you know, the only... And I've never been on, we both were never on social assistance until the first year after Jake was born. The only reason we decided to go on it was to, as a lifestyle change, to, devote more time
right.
to the family mm-hmm. and scale back. Because, you know, anybody with a disability knows that it takes more effort.
It does.
It takes more effort to have a disability. I mean,
yeah.
it's more effort. It's more money. Mm-hmm. It's more expense. So you have to manage your resources physically and everything when it comes to having a disability. So we wanted to focus on the family and just scale things back.
Right.
And so we, in that way, I didn't feel bad about, drawing on that, on the social assistance now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, Neil, you know what? We're just so glad that you managed to, stand up to
Big Brother, and at least you got some of the money back.
Yeah.
But we wish you the best of luck, and we hope you're going to continue on with hopefully the fight, not only just for yourself, but for other people who might be going through the same thing.
Yeah, and I just, you know, like I said, I think it's important to advocate, and mm-hmm. and again, I do give the government kudos for reversing some of it, but right. bottom line is I don't think it's gone far enough. It's still kind of broken, mm-hmm. and I wish government would admit to that. And I do give Sam Sullivan credit, because he was the only one that said, yeah, that's true, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good for Sam Sullivan. Thank you, Sam. And thank you for coming on the show and sharing your story with us today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Vancouver Co-op Radio. This is Soapbox Radio, where we provide a platform for people with disabilities and their families. And we love to hear your stories. Patty, you're going to give us your wellness tips now before we say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah, first of all, I think it's great what you were saying, and I hopefully others will be able to be prepared for things that may come to them when they have someone die like that. I mean, it's just, got me upset.